Look at Anderson's, he's moving on in. Your deadly duo housemate. You know he is. Arthur Bin.
Oh, solid.
Hello, Anderson residents.
Well, hello, Jane. I finally caught up with you.
Oh, hello, Marie. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Which you could have found out had you just returned my calls.
Yes, sorry about that. I've been extremely busy lately.
With your new housemate?
What do you mean?
Well, it would appear that ever since he's moved in, I haven't heard a word from you. Are you hiding something?
Don't be ridiculous. I've given up drinking. That's all. I've decided to move myself away from any situations that may entice me to drink.
I don't entice you to drink.
You have a Chardonnay at breakfast.
True.
You're probably drunk right now.
True again.
You were probably ringing me to go and have a drink with you.
Three in a row. It's like you're psycho.
I think you mean psychic.
No, no. Psycho. Anybody who doesn't want to drink must be crazy.
I'm starting to understand why I didn't return your calls.
So who is this new housemate of yours? He sounded quite intriguing when we spoke.
Arthur. Arthur Bin.
Arthur, you say? Well, does he drink?
He doesn't, actually.
I thought he was Aboriginal.
What's that got to do with it?
Don't they all drink?
No, they don't, actually. And I won't have you say an ill word about Arthur. Thank you very much.
Ooh, someone sounds sensitive. Is something happening I don't know about?
How dare you insinuate such a thing? Quite frankly, I never realised how irritating and annoying you were until Arthur came into our lives. Good day, Marie. Try not to choke on your wine bottle.
Who was that?
Marie.
You seem annoyed.
Like I said, Pete, Marie.
Did I hear you say you've given up drinking?
Only to get out of catching up with her. Though conversations with that woman makes a person want to drink.
Look at Anderson's, he's moving on in. Your deadly new housemate. You know he is.